about that house there behind me that had that fire.
Ready?
You gonna tear that down?
Say it was this month.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Srulik.
Here.
Okay, public participations. I guess this is Seth.
Yep.
You mean Seth? How'd your day go today?
Great. No mud. I want to make a comment about last meeting that I think I've been questioning some activity for several years. And it's trying to be turned personal, saying that it wasn't an issue when that fire training facility was originally put there. It was, and we did talk to them then. We also knew that it wouldn't work, that it would fail. And that's the reason why it did fail. It got moved because it failed. We knew that all along. You can't drive trucks back there. It won't support anything. But for it to be moved on the same property, and for nobody to know or anything, this has been going on for a long time. It was stated that there wasn't an issue when my quote-unquote father-in-law was commissioner then. Well, folks, May the 1st, 2021 is when I got married. Back when it was said, I wasn't married. I was single. Didn't have a father-in-law. Seemed personal. I questioned a lot of activities. Then I just sit back and watch. Show how operations are done. I've asked many questions, many, and don't have any answers. Next meeting, I'll have a list of every question for the past several years that I've asked. It's games, and that's fine. I'm patient. If you have a goal, keep in mind. The other thing I asked in an open meeting, should we have been notified if we were within so many feet? The city attorney, which represents you, said I would get back. He said that two or three times. And that's fine. He doesn't work for me. He works for you, paid by tax dollars. There's other ways to get that answer. You'll have to give it to me. And I'll for you request it. It's not hard. It's easy. For several years I've came here and I've questioned activity and I've got nothing done. It's time, I think, to move to the state agency and ask some questions there. There's a lot. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you, sir. Question to approve the minutes of the last meeting, May 16th. Motion has been made, second. Any discussion on the minutes? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Need the bills and pay them.
General Administration, $20,951.27. Economic Development, $310.88. Police, $28,595.36. Fire, $582,084.31. Street, $8,225.57. Parks, $13,327.59. Public Health and Safety, $161.33. Police and Fire Commission, $344. Audit, $14,490. Garbage, $29.38. Cemetery, $14,824.14. Water operations, $64,149.71. Sewer operations, $3,227.78. Water deposits, $175.81. Clinton Sanitary District, $47,054.09. DUI equipment, $60.19. Special tax allocation, TIF 1, $6,042.41. Special tax allocation, TIF 4, $5,006.38. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $519,005.08.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. In the hospital budget, on our May 16th meeting, Paul was here and discussed some of the improvements that they're doing. They're starting on some of them. A couple weeks ago, we're going to raise the two homes there on the east side of the hospital for a parking lot for that outpatient clinic that's in that west wing, and we're redoing the roof. Started on some of their projects for the summer and do other upgrades. Streets of public improvement.
You should have found in your boxes some prices for the sidewalks. Steve and I, on the square, Steve and I took a look. There's four different places that we deemed that we need to get taken care of. In that, you'll see there's only three. The engineers haven't come back with the fourth one yet. The fourth one is over there in front of the old First National Bank. There's a vault there, so from what we know, except two. But as you can see in the budget, there's only $200,000 budgeted for this. I've talked to Tom about it. See if we can find some more money, hopefully get all of them taken care of. Right now, you see the estimates, that's $250,000 for the three right now, plus the engineering fee on there. So I just kind of want to talk to you guys, see what you guys want to do, how we move forward with this. So.
Is this TIF money?
Yep, TIF 4.
All of them will be TIF.
Mm-hmm.
Up with to do all the projects.
What kind of engineering you got to do, Kenny?
They could all put all the bench plans together for
it's a piece of sidewalk.
The design and stuff.
Done sidewalk before, you've got them. Everything on them sidewalks. I don't know what kind of engineering you need. Do you know?
I don't. Honest? You've taken out your
wall. We've took sidewalk out before and put it back in.
But there's also some drain work and everything else needs to be done in that. I ain't got the paperwork. So
here's your plan that we've done in the previous. And here's your stuff that Bondsworth gave down to you. It's got all the measurements and stuff on it.
Estimates.
You ought to be able to work up and get some bids on it.
This one down here, doesn't it have to have quite a bit of handicap stuff done to it?
All of it.
Okay.
All that ADA. When it comes down to the ADA into the business, John, you say that is a responsibility of owners, right?
Well, you're talking about the stoop. Going up, the steps going up the business, then yes.
Yeah.
We just have to provide them access, up to it. So steps are all there.
You can check with your engineer. Are you talking about over here on West Main Street?
I'm talking about this section right here on Washington Street.
100 block
of Washington. The 100 block of North Center, right there in front of the old hotel. And then the section over here across, over
Yeah. They showed up over here on top of the
post office. Yeah, right there across from the eye doctor.
Yeah. Over on West Main Street, they showed doing the two curbs. They kept accessible.
Oh, that's.
When we tear up the street, they're going to be doing it anyway. I wouldn't do that.
We don't know for sure we're doing it yet. We don't know for sure we're doing Washington Street yet.
Main Street. West Main Street.
Right.
They're showing, showing doing these two here. Why would you want to do them? We're going to tear that street up. We got a water line.
That's going to affect that though.
It will, because they're going to do all this street deal and they change the elevations.
Yeah, but we don't know when we're going to have that done. Time you do any work.
Should have done yesterday. That's when it should. Okay, you got anything else?
Also, brush pickup. I've been noticing a lot of big piles coming out. Everybody just got to remember that it's a pickup size load. And we do not pick up until the third Monday of the month. Also, I've been getting talk to me about these companies are coming in doing the boring for the people. Saying it's us that's hired these companies. No, we haven't hired them. So I just want to put that out there, and they're complaining about tearing up their yards. Well, they've got a right to come into the right of ways, and they are putting it back like they're supposed to. So C has nothing to do with that.
No, they're through the FCC or ICC.
So say on who comes in, who doesn't. So.
The locating company is hired by Ameren.
Mayor Shirley, can I make a statement?
Go ahead.
I live down in the south end of Clinton. My folks walk around and put some limbs out. Apparently those parts, those piles aren't big enough. I know this week my dad went out and picked them up, took them over there and said they sit there 2 months. I made the comment to him, next time they show up, they can see them. They will be 4 foot by 8 foot.
For home.
Per property.
Per property.
Yeah, we own 15 properties down there.
Yeah.
Is it? Thank you, Jesus.
Got anything else, Ken?
That's it.
Public property?
I don't have a whole lot. We did have last month, you knew we had that well that they worked on. That's why the bill was the highest month. They did get that corrected. It is pumping well. They got it cleared out. The acid and everything that they do with it did its job. And now we have all three of them. Guys, it's time and effort. And they got that taken care of. And then just everything going as normal. Just like Kenny says, the crews are keeping them busy with locating. And three more in the wings waiting to come in. So people are getting a little perturbed. There's going to be at least two more that can be doing the same thing that they're doing right now. And the other one will do about 90% overhead. They will still have some that they have to do, but, you know, it's not going to just be done in a couple of months and be over with. It's going to just be a continual, as Brother Steve has said, it's kind of like an opening up of the Wild West. For whatever reason, everybody wants to get on this bandwagon of this fiber optic and this fast internet. And, you know, the government has subsidized a lot of it because they want to see everybody have it and they want to go all this route. But they're not thinking about the towns that they're coming in here and just wholesaling, going through here. And how much room do you have? You know, I asked the question, why couldn't all three of them get their heads together and put in one big enough pipe and then all use the same, just use different color? Oh, no, everybody's different. They've all got to do their own thing. Which they don't work together, they don't care. But it kind of goes back to the days when we had the video slips. You had one, and then it all, once everybody had them, then it all just went to pot. Nobody made any money. They didn't have, and now that's the thing of the past, you know? So I don't know, it's kind of crazy that they all want to do this, but it's everywhere.
Yeah, those boulevards, they're getting more crowded every time they put a head in the ground, so. Yeah. In Farmer City, they ran gas leaks all weekend, and they've only got one crew there. Definitely want to call 811 before you do.
Anything else?
Water plant, any of the stuff we voted on?
The lime silo and all that stuff, they're working on them. The computer, they work on it. Things are going along and they are progressing. They've done quite a bit and they're trying to get everything done this summer, so they are doing well. The money that we got from the COVID money, that's helping out immensely, so.
What you got?
That's all I.
Health and safety?
First off, 3 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be flying out to go down and get the new fire truck and bring it. We'll be driving it home from Louisiana, so it should be here by the weekend if you guys would like to take a look at it. The purpose for driving it, because a lot of people have asked, when you buy a new truck, they give you a 1-year warning. If you bring it, you haul it here, it sits in the station, it runs 5-10 miles on a call, never gets any distance running to tell if there's a problem. So by bringing it home, you drive it enough miles for problems to come up if they are. That's the purpose for that. So it'll be here by the weekend. Steven, you got anything? Ben, you said you do not? That's all we have.
Okay, thank you. Council and Finance?
I think one thing you didn't bring up is I thought the cemetery looked better this year than it has in a long time.
Yes, and believe it or not, it's the same crew we had last year. We just... difference in manpower. We sat down and talked with them, and they've really taken it serious, and they've done a great job. Tom called me and complimented on it, and I had several calls, so you're not the only one, Tom.
Yeah.
But, really, yes, it did look real nice.
Yep.
Thank you.
And like Johnny said, we had a big expenditure on the wells. Of course, you also had not only the fire truck, but the brakes on number two, so that... kind of hit a little bit this time, but that's what we got the money for. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Get on the unfinished business. You have a motion for contract.
Motion to approve resolution 2023-7, a resolution authorizing execution of contract between the City of Clinton and the International Association of Firefighters, Local 3069.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the contract?
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next is the land purchase agreement 8.24. Properties?
Yeah. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1576. An ordinance authorizing the purchase of real estate from Valley View Properties, LLC in the amount of $288,400.
I make the motion.
Discussion.
How many lots is this going to break down to, Roger?
This is going to be, we'll start from the beginning. City's only done a major project like this probably 15 years ago. That was well over. This is an extension of Somerset Drive coming to the west over to Leander Street. This piece of property lays between Park Lane and Leander Street. Valley View Properties is Liberty Village Nursing Home. This 8 acres was purchased by them years ago, but they've never developed it, and they was willing to let it go so we can develop it into residential. Our first plans with Willowbrook was the land west of there, but the grade school built on that piece of ground. And this is the only piece available at this point in time to make a little dent in residential construction. But right now, it looks like we could have maybe 26 to 28 residential homes, including duplexes, condos, so ground and need for available residential homes right at the moment. A lot of people trying to find homes to move into. So hopefully they will go a little, the construction will go a little faster than the one off of Illini. We sold them lots within minutes after we put them on the market. So, like I said, this is almost 15 years to 16 years before we've done a major project like this.
Did you say 26 lots probably?
Yeah. There's some other ground that could be available that might increase that. Started out with a call from the county DCDC, and I met with them, Todd Baum, and they had looked into the need for residential lots and stuff through the state people in town. And so that's how we got started on it. And them and give them some credit to kind of motivate everybody in starting this project. But, it'd be a viable place, you know, viable piece of property and stuff for growth for our community.
It's just been sitting as a field, hasn't it?
Just been a hay field for several years, and there's no infrastructure. No, they hadn't done any engineering on it, so it's just a vacant piece of ground. Any other discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srelick.
Yes. We'll move on to new business. Several items on file. The donation for the fireworks is $7,000. We're going to place on file the sale of personal property of the 1992 International Pierce Fire Engine. We're going to file grinding and hauling the brush. Place on file purchase of 5 Panasonic mobile dash cameras and 12 Panasonic body camera for the police department, not to exceed $95,000. We're also going to place on file resolution of non-union pay increase. So I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Are you in the hurry? Good, huh?
3 o'clock.
Oh, pretty early. Comes up pretty early. So that's an item.